This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsofliberty.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've done. Put that up against John 15:8. Also, sonsofliberty.media.com. Friends, if you're listening to me on radio right now, you need to go over to sonsofliberty.media.com so you don't lose connection with us. You'll always find us on sonsofliberty.media.com, sonsofliberty.radio.com. And if you go to the top of that page, you can subscribe to a live feed, and you can hear us at will 24/7. Go to SOL Radio, and then go ahead and subscribe to that live feed. We're also on the front page of sonsofliberty.media.com on the top left side of that page, as well as beforeitsnews.com. Listen, I know that there's a lot of chatter going on right now in the live chat. If you want to call in, please do. Pro or con, if you want to contend for the faith 2, 3, and 4, we can do that. If you want to add something to the conversation, please stick to the topic. Because right now what we're talking about, as a matter of fact, is which one is worse, John Lindell or Mark Driscoll? I believe it's Driscoll. I think I'm saying it right now. And one more time, 1-866-582-9933. Just had a lady say, which one of you were without sin? Of course, taking it out of context once again, isn't it interesting how people love their sin more than they love holiness? They try to justify the sinner rather than justifying God to bring them about to godly repentance, that you might see godly repentance in the fruits thereof, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. My goodness. You know, here's the deal, and I want you to listen carefully. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said, as sin was the death of Christ for me on Calvary, so Christ shall be the death of sin in me. Well, Bradley, how can you bring that about concerning Scripture? Go to Romans 8. What does it say? It says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And to our friend that's out there trying to justify sin, Christians are dead to sin. So I'm trying to figure out where you're at. I know where you're at. I'm just trying to get you past your confusion to understand that you haven't repented yet. Read Romans 6, the whole chapter. Okay, so let me say it one more time. If sin was the death of Christ for me, so Christ shall be the death of sin in me. That's right. That's repentance right there. So let's go back to this. We're talking about which one is worse, John Lindell or Mark Driscoll. They're both shameful. They're an embarrassment. They're hirelings. They have no business being up on the pulpit. None whatsoever. None. If you're just joining us, friends, John Lindell, he hires a male stripper to strip on stage on a stripper pole to kick off his Christian conference with 3,000 people that each paid $160 to enter. I can't find that in Scripture neither. You're not to put a price on the gospel, but I guess it applies to them. And as Mark Driscoll gets up the next day, he starts talking about, again, he didn't rebuke them. He wanted to make clear he wasn't rebuking anybody in the face of Scripture that says those that sin rebuke before all that others may fear in 1 Timothy 5:20. Mark wanted to make sure he wasn't rebuking anything. He just wanted to let everybody know that what happened with that male stripper stripping off his clothes and dancing on the pole was ungodly. God doesn't ascend. My God does ascend. Oh, the biblical illiterates went right along and praised his common nonsenses when it comes to the religious talk in the pulpits in America today. It's embarrassing, to say the least. So the time that Mark Driscoll was talking about how this wasn't godly, John Lindell, in authoritative fashion, says to Mark, "You're out of line. You're done." Couldn't even believe it. Could you? Oh, I could. I see it all the time, these people. They're hirelings. They're there for the money. They're self-appointed. The Lord didn't appoint these men. They're running their own show. Well, just ask Mark Driscoll. He said, listen, I should have talked to you, John, before I actually obeyed the Lord, rather than verbally processing on the stage. And as the father and the head of the house, you could have given me a thumbs up or a down. And tell me with a thumbs up or a thumbs down if I was supposed to obey the Lord, because I need to honor your spiritual authority. You are absolutely incorrect. You are an offense to the cross of Jesus Christ. And I highlighted during the break, or the last segment, you don't submit to any man's authority where it violates or undermines the Lord's authority. What Bible aren't you reading, Marky? And speaking of John, the real question is why did John Lindell have this man pole dancing at his church in the first place? How do you legitimize that? And furthermore, those that follow John and not Jesus Christ, those that still go to his church, they don't seem to understand that with John, there's more at play here. You need to ask the question why John had a male former strip dancer stripping on his stage for his Christian conference. Isn't it also interesting that John stopped Mark Driscoll, yet he couldn't stop the man from pole dancing with his shirt off? This is a lack of Christianity, friends. This isn't Christianity. And then it was recorded in the paper in Missouri. I got the direct quote here. It was even reported that the James River church pastor, John Lindell, they love titles, threatened to cut ties with Mark Driscoll if he would not repent for his actions following the strongman's conference this past weekend. I'm not making it up. The man that hired the male stripper to dance on his stage at the opening of his Christian conference, he wanted Mark, that was calling it an act of an ungodly act, and rightfully so. He told the paper that Mark better repent for stepping out of line and not asking me if he can obey the Lord first, is what he's saying. Because if he doesn't repent, we're cutting ties. What does Mark Driscoll do? He goes and tells right in front of the whole church, or the whole congregation, all 3,000 people, Mark goes out on stage and apologizes to John Lindell. Again, friends, you can't make this up. And I was highlighting during the last segment in Matthew 15:14, these are the men who are leading the American church. This is not Christianity. This is the blind leading the blind. Again, Mark needs to ask John if he can obey the Lord in rebuking this incident. Again, what version of the Bible are these people reading? I mean, talking about gutting the true gospel, yeah, friends, and preaching another, it brings a curse, doesn't it? Galatians 1:8. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com. This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Just want to address somebody on live chat again. Somebody asked the question, can you lose your salvation? Well, if you have your salvation, you shouldn't have to worry about it. The Bible tells us that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, right? Sanctification is a lifetime process. Do understand that. We continue on in His Word, and if we don't, we're going to die in our sin, and we all know where sinners go. But I do want to just propose one thing to you in 2 Corinthians 13:5 for those that are asking the question. The Bible tells us that we are to, on a daily basis, examine ourselves whether we be in the faith, that we're to prove our own selves. And then Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you? Because if he's not in you bearing fruit unto his glory, John 15:8, it means you're a reprobate. And a reprobate is one that's abandoned to its own sin. So the question is, if you're asking, or if you're trying to justify your sin, you better ask yourself where the Holy Ghost is, because that's not what he does. The Holy Ghost never comes in to comfort a man in known sin. He comes to convict him, to work in godly repentance. So I'd strongly suggest that you read Exodus 20 and that you put your faith in Jesus Christ, because you've broken every single one of them. And you'll know the fruits of repentance, which are found in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Read those scriptures that I'm giving you, ma'am. It's important that you do. We hold to the Word of God here. Let me finish this up, and then let's transition over into another point. But what I was just talking about with John Lindell and Mark Driscoll is the fact that they're gutting the true gospel. Mark gets on stage and apologizes to John for obeying the Lord, at least in part. John didn't say anything about repenting for hiring a male stripper dancing on a pole as he takes his clothes off. No, he told the guy that was obeying God in part that you need to repent or else we're going to cut ties with you. This is the self-righteousness that you see in the church, and why anybody follows this nonsense. It's a lack of Christianity, Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did, but yet the people go back for more of it because it keeps appealing to the flesh. And I want to tell those people that are putting these teachers up to itch their itching ears like Mark Driscoll and like that of John Lindell, you do need to understand these people that you're putting in the place of Christ are set there by God as a judgment upon you for putting them in the place of Christ. And it's a form of idolatry is what it is. What I'm exposing right here, right now, is exactly the opposite of what the Lord teaches the church to do. You guys already know the story. I went over it several times. The Bible clearly tells us those that sin rebuke before all. Mark Driscoll should have pointed his finger at John Lindell and rebuked him in front of the whole church, all 3,000 people there. That's what he should have done. But what did he do? No, he didn't do that. He danced around, and then they start to come up with all of this nonsense about how they have to submit to their spiritual authority. Yes, honor those, hold them in high esteem. But when those spiritual authorities begin to violate God's word and expect you to submit to them, you're going right back to the problem that we have in the first place, which is Phariseeism. These are the people that crucified the Christ. And Mark Driscoll and John Lindell both know it. John Lindell sounds like a self-righteous, unrepentant hireling that appointed himself to be in the position that he's in today. Period. Period. Somebody take this video and share it with them, please. This is gutting the Word of God. This is what they're doing. They're doing their best to do it. They're creating, as a matter of fact, what they're doing is creating war against God. Read Micah 3:5 when you get a moment. But when you go to Galatians 1:8, piggybacking on the point that I was just highlighting, them gutting the true gospel, this is man preaching a man-made gospel, which brings a curse. And if you want to know the curse, go ahead and look at culture, because the culture is the church's report card. Them that sin rebuke before all that others also may fear. Again, no wonder why nobody can take them serious. It's because they themselves haven't taken themselves serious. They can't preach repentance because these apostates have never repented themselves. Here's the bottom line. The church is called to be the salt of the earth, and this they will become when they quit partaking with those who are sugarcoating it. And I got to tell you, on my front, it's a total offense. The world is tired of these seeker-friendly, self-appointed hirelings who abide in the good old boy club, and that's exactly what they are. And really what it comes down to is the fact that they're good for nothing. They're good for nothing. And what's riding on the backs of these immoral hirelings? The sodomite agenda. Anything goes. That's how the enemy is getting in the church is because the church is not standing guard. Yes, come as you are to church, but come back as you are changed, repentant. And if you come back non-repentant, then you know what? This is between you and the Lord, not you coming into here trying to poison the whole lot of people with your fleshly nonsense as you hold to your sin rather than holding to Christ. Matter of fact, friends, you do need to understand that during the early church, all the way up until the 17, 1800s, you had to be proven by the congregation for 1 to 3 years before you could even be a part of a church. Now what is it? Everything goes. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. You guys see what's going on in the church in Australia? You guys seen this, I'm sure, over the last week. It's been all over the internet. A bishop gets stabbed on stage. Assailant shouts, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." See, and you can look at his face on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. See, this little, he was a 15-year-old kid I just found out yesterday. I was originally told he was 17, and yet I seen it in print that he was 15 years old. This 15-year-old Muslim gets up and stabs a bishop. Look at the smile on his face. See, but what was interesting is what he didn't know were the people in Australia were actually shouting down the authorities, telling them to deliver up this 15-year-old kid that just tried to kill the bishop. That's how you raise a community. Everybody walks in the fear of God, and when they walk in the fear of God, guess what? Those that are going to go ahead with a smile on their face and commit crimes, they're not going to be so easily influenced to do such. See, the people here in Australia are taking authority over the situation, and rightfully so. They're saying, give us this assailance. This is how you teach people to fear God, Proverbs 16:6. And I can guarantee you the people get a hold of this 15-year-old kid that just tried to stab this bishop, is going to be ripped in pieces. And you say, well, Bradley, that's really harsh. No, what's really harsh, friend, is the fact that a 15-year-old kid was so motivated and so brazen in his idolatry, his cult of death, that he thought he was just going to go into someone else's country and begin assailing preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ without consequence. Here, maybe you need to see the picture again, because I know that the American people are evil and they are wicked. And I also understand that they don't understand that good judges condemn the crime and protecting the innocent. You know, the purpose of law in this country and in any civil society is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not the other way around. Those that have sympathy for the devil, you get exactly what you deserve. In America, let me show you where your lack of judgment falls. You have a 74% recidivism rate. That means those that go and commit crimes against innocent people, they go and stand in front of a soft judge that produces hardened criminals, and that's exactly what he's producing. And because he didn't condemn his crime, he encouraged him to go ahead and do it again. And again, and again, and again. What does he do? Slaps him on the hand, throws him a little probation. What does the criminal do? Knowing that nothing's going to ever come of it, there's going to be no consequence for the crimes that I commit, he's going to go out there and be encouraged to go ahead and do it again, and again, and again, and again. And guess what they're doing, friends? Just that. And guess he's paying for it? You are. Again, let's look at this little 15-year-old Muslim's face after he stabbed at the bishop. And by the way, the bishop is totally fine. But I also want you to take a look here, just so you all understand, because they're now in your backyard. They're now being lured into your country. And I'm talking about the said Muslims. I'm not talking about those that have assimilated. I'm talking about those that have come to conquer. And who are those that come to conquer? Those that come to conquer, friends, are the ones that are still wearing their religious garb. Oh, and P.S., in America, did you know that 90% of the Muslims that are here now, they express zero support for the U.S. Constitution? And it's law.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote, while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends, I want to highlight this because what we just seen in Australia, and we're just taking this line upon line, precept upon precept, but a bishop gets stabbed on his platform in his local church there in Australia. He was reading off previous to the stabbing here, and he's okay, by the way. He took the time to read the warnings that he was getting previously to the stabbing by those that invaded their country, namely these Muslims that need to conquer. Now, I know that some people, again, just because they're so backwards in thought, the Bible says evil men understand not judgment. And it also tells us in Proverbs 28 as well, it says, those that forsake God's law, they praise the wicked. And let me say this, and adding Jonah 2:8, which comes to my aid as well, that those that have lied, they observe lying vanities. Those that observe lying vanities, they believe what the media says, even though they say they don't, 94% of the people. Those that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy. And see what's happening in Australia right now is people are beginning to understand the hard way as to the reason other people were warning them before opening the floodgates to these individuals from third world countries that mean to conquer them. Well, what are you talking about? Well, here, let me just tell you from their own doctrines as to what this is about. It says in Quran 47, verse 4, so when you meet those who disbelieve in Allah, in battle, he said, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. In other words, kill them, then steal their lands. And secure their bonds. Take authority over them. I mean, folks, it seems that ever imagining the imaginable that has been shouted from this ministry's platform has been completely ignored. And now here we go again. Read Deuteronomy 28, 42, verse 50 and verse 63. And what am I talking about, folks? I'm talking about allowing these people to come into your country is very self-inflicting. It's ignorance on the behalf of those that don't take heed to the warnings of the Lord, Psalm 19:11. I mean, 93% of those that are Muslims that are here in America today, did you know that they have no support for the U.S. Constitution? Nope. If you look at what they're doing now, is they're doing everything in their power to upend the Constitution, to assail the Constitution, because they're doing exactly through soft tyranny what the Quran says in 47 verse 4. This is happening in America today. Outside of the fact that there's 35 jihadi camps in America that the mainstream media has been covering for as accomplices, inadvertently or advertently, for the last 15 years in this country, 20 years, 24 years, now that I think about it. You're being infiltrated, American. And though this happened in Australia, I do want to highlight this again as being faithful to warn you as to what is happening in your own country as to what has happened in other countries. For example, when you look at Denmark, did you know that 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims that were brought into their country than non-Muslims? They're bringing their culture with them. Did you know that in Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months? This is 780 crimes being committed against the people in Germany every day by those that have invaded their country. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all of the rapes committed against the Swedish women were committed by less than 2% Muslims. Don't sit there and tell me it's a religion of peace, friends. Just wait a second. I'll give you some more of their scriptures. England and Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Are you paying attention to the fact that your borders are wide open? Are you paying attention to the fact that federal and state governments are luring these people into your country? Military-aged men? Again, I'm not talking about a third world country, friend. I'm talking about what's going on in America today. I know that the media and I know that the propagandists of the day, they're doing everything in their power to get you to look at what's going on over in Israel. But the fact of the matter, friends, is it's all distraction, because while you're being distracted and thinking, oh, you know, we got to defend Israel. No, you got to defend your own border against the very people that are committing crimes and luring them in to America through an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. All that which is going on with Hamas and Israel, it's all a distraction. You're the ones that are under attack, Americans. Belgium, 35% of the prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. I thought it was a religion of peace. In the United Kingdom, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. That's why we had Tommy Robinson on the show with us several times. To tell you what's going on, Tommy's the one that told us, friends, he's over in the UK, warning people on a worldwide scale as to what is the Muslim infiltration. Why are they being allured into countries? Because in the UK, he said it's not a matter of time. He said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that civil war starts. I didn't say that. Tommy said that. Did you know that in the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps in America? You're paying for this. 68.3% are on cash welfare, completely unconstitutional. The government's reallocating your money and spending it on those that mean to conquer you. And for those that think that this is just way out there, you might want to do a little work on Adolf Hitler, a little history on Adolf Hitler, because Adolf Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries to take down his political opposition, both within Germany and without Germany. This isn't happening by chance, friends. This is the Lord bringing judgment. Muslim migration has doubled since 9/11, and 60% of the migrants to America, did you know that they favor Sharia law? They favor a system of foreign government over that of their own. See, folks, they're not here. Not, and I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about the radicals that they use, the ones that they highlight to the mainstream media. They're not here to assimilate to our ways. The history of these people is to overthrow our ways, to overthrow countries. Okay? And it's exactly what's happening here today. I'm highlighting a teenage Muslim, a 15-year-old kid, who approached a bishop preaching in Australia, yelling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay? Why is this all being ignored by the American press? But I do want to make sure that everybody understands that in Australia, concerning what I am highlighting, they're not putting up with it anymore. The mobs are beginning to demand that these Muslims that are attacking these clergymen there in Australia, they're demanding the authorities that they be delivered up into the hands of the mob and sending the message. Why such a hard response? Why such a harsh response? Because they understood the error of their ways after the fact. See, what the Word of God does is it teaches us prevention is better than cure. The other way around, Americans. What happened a short time before this took place, you'll see it up on your screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Before this happened, also keep in mind, a week or two prior to this, a mother and her little infant daughter were stabbed to death. All on film. A Muslim, 24 years old, walking up a stairway with a big butcher knife, finds the unsuspecting, and what does he do? He stabs the mother and the child to death. Americans, I'm not the one telling you that this is what we do. No, this is what we do in obedience to God, is we don't tolerate it, and we bring his judgments upon the heads of these people that mean to advocate for these crimes. I want you to listen to this, because, again, this isn't me saying it, okay? This is them saying it. It is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. He was the guy that worked with Hassan al-Banna. This is the guy that, I'm sorry, Hassan al-Banna is the guy that worked with Adolf Hitler in killing off his political opposition. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations in America, said this. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Folks, it's demonic. It's the cult of death is what it is. What's more alarming, friends, is that you have a 74% increase of mosques in America since September 11th, 2001. You've been duped, Americans. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year of 2000 alone. So as of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, which, by the way, John, a former CIA friend of ours, matter of fact, I have it right here, and I'm going to get his name, Guantolo, John Guandolo, that's it, John Guandolo, had shared the information with us, friends, that mosques are to be equated to military bases, okay? If you look up at the screen right now, I've played these videos for you on several occasions. This is Sean Hannity interviewing a man that was talking about how Islam has 35 jihadi camps in America. This was back in 2009. And then we show another one of that of Anderson Cooper back in 2009 as well. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to say this really quick. We're broadcasting live from Philadelphia today. And I got to tell you, folks, it's some of the stuff that's going on out there is very alarming. And what I'm talking about, and I'm not heightening this. I'm not embellishing this. I'm usually the one that talks down on it. And I still believe that we can do this. There's no question about it. So therefore, it's not a doom and gloom message by any means. But the fact of the matter is we're seeing more on the East Coast than I've ever seen before, where people are operating on a cashless system. Matter of fact, we stopped on the side of one of the highways yesterday to have lunch with me and my family, and in the process, I seen a kid pull out his phone and pay for his meal. Well, some can say, well, Bradley, that's been going on for a long time. We've had credit cards for decades. Yep, I totally get it. But I knew that at the offset, this is just a side note, but I knew at the offset of what was going on during the pandemic, that's when they really started to tighten the noose. And I noticed it at the banks right away, something very strange happening there. Last year, I ended up going into a bank in Minnesota. And when I went in, he said, this is a cashless bank. Big red flag. And I know I might be on the tail end of some of this, but I've been paying attention to this as well. But I'm telling people when I see it happen, listen, matter of fact, we're in a hotel right now where they don't take cash. And I told the people at the front counter, you do need to understand what they're doing is they're trying to give the world to those that bow down to it concerning the up and comings. And I'm taking the time to tell these people, listen, if they remove the cash system, you're done. Listen to me, Americans. If you allow these people, Revelation 13:17, if you allow them to go on a cashless system, and you're going to see the politicians and the media, stand up and all their useful idiots demonize guys like me that go ahead and mark my words because they've been trying to implement this since the beginning of time. If they go on a cashless system, you're done. I told the lady at the counter yesterday, guys, you guys are younger. I'm telling you, it's cool. It's a good idea. But this isn't the idea that government has. The government wants to go ahead and pull that noose where you are completely enslaved, and they want to establish something called a credit score system like they have in China. Get out of your heads that China is our enemy. Get out of your heads that Russia is our enemy. And I'm talking about the corrupt in America. No. They're doing their bidding, friends. And we're not at war with Russia no more than we're at war with China, because they're all calling for a global order. And it all started with George Bush and his daddy and his support of the Third Reich. Go back to 1942. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. They mean to implement this by force. And the way that they'll do that is once they go cashless, if you let them go cashless, friends, one more time, you're done, because then they can shut off your money the same way that you are being censored on big tech companies like I am, like by Google and by Twitter and by Facebook and these telephone companies that now want to go ahead and filter all of your tech. And if it goes against their standards of what you can say and what you can't say, you're going to be fined. Folks, understand what's going on. In China, if you don't submit to the government, they give you a bad rating score. In some cases, you can't travel. You can't live certain places. You can't have money to buy your food. They want to dictate every facet of your life. And what's embarrassing about all this is when you look at the bad guys, these are the ones that have been given a free hand by all the good guys to go ahead and commit the crimes against you. One more time, I have to finish this segment. If you allow these people, these corrupt, wicked men, to implement a cashless society, I want to say it again. I'm in a hotel right now where they take no cash. You're done. They will dictate every facet of your life by force. You've just forfeited everything to the wicked, and that's exactly what they're pushing for. I have another comment on that, but for the sake of time, I want to get back to this. We're highlighting the fact a bishop in Australia was stabbed by a 15-year-old Muslim, the religion of peace. Somebody said on live chat just a couple minutes ago, you know, sadly, people don't want to be called haters or bigots or anti-this. No. Listen, if you're going to go ahead and allow them to browbeat you into submission, they're not going to stop there, rest assured. And I'm showing you the proof of that right now concerning what I'm covering. You do that to your own demise. You're adding strength. Your cowardice is adding strength to the tyrant, is really what it comes down to. And you deserve the bed that you're making right now if you allow this to happen. But I want to go on here, friends, because I wanted you to understand that this is their doctrine. When you look at the things that they say, you'll understand as to what they mean to do. And I was just highlighting the fact during the last segment that in 2009, both Sean Hannity and Anderson Cooper actually did a good piece. Sean Hannity actually covered the 35 jihadi camps that are in America today. They've been here since right after September 11th. And yet you don't hear a word about them. Now you see them blatantly alluring these people into your country. They hate your guts and they want you dead, period. Don't ask me, just ask them. Quran, well, they call it, I think, chapter 2, verse 191, and slay them wherever you come upon them. This is in the Islamic Quran, the religion of peace, and slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they expel you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then, if they fight you, what does it say in the Book of Peace, according to the Muslims? Slay them there. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Wow. Folks, here, I want you to see all the scriptures I have from these people. These are all scriptures coming from the Quran. Listen, here's another one. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire poured upon their heads with scalding water. We see that happening in Africa already. Here's another one. 47, I don't know if they call it verse 4, but that's what it looks like to me in the Quran. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them to secure their bonds. I want you to see this on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. These are all the crimes since 1972 that have been murdered by radical Muslims in America alone. I'm scrolling. Folks, quit acting like you're the victims, because if you're tolerating that, you're putting yourself in the victim position. You're expecting somebody else to do for you what God has commanded you to do. Enough of this. These are all Islamic crimes being committed against the people, Muslims, in America since 1972. I'm still scrolling. I'm only at 19 up to 1972, and then it went out all the way up to the present, right? And what did the Lord say? I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. I'm in Philadelphia right now, folks. I see this everywhere. We are in the promised land. We have the possession. That you should not be there, bondman, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of my commandments and keep my statutes, and if you shall despise them, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all of them, but that you break my covenant, he said, this is what I'm going to do unto you. I'm going to point over to you terror. Leviticus 26, verse 13 and 16. You know, it's interesting, folks, as I'm walking up and down the streets of right by Independence Hall in Philadelphia, it was the thought that came to me that just made all the sense in the world that, you know, everything our forefathers stood against, modern, what the American people have, their posterity, have put up with concerning their modern federal government and state governments, do you realize that they are running counter to everything our forefathers established? So therefore, everything that our forefathers fought against, the American people have now allowed their Judases, their Benedict Arnolds within the halls of government to undo. Just think about that. You can say freedom reigns all day long. Yes, it does to those that are in Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17. But Americans, it's hard to tell you how enslaved that you have become in this country. Everywhere I was in Philadelphia, I had to pay $24 to park for 3 hours. If I want to go to a park, you just heard this during the break, you have to pay to go to the park. Taking roads from Yorktown all the way to Philadelphia, there were certain roads where I had to pay the government for access to go onto a highway to Philadelphia that we taxpayers have already paid for. They're demanding that we pay for it again. Americans, you're enslaved, and you need to wake up as to what's going on.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.